The KTOY Sunday Show is brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show is a weekly forum to discuss issues affecting our community. Now, here are your hosts, Mark White and LaTanya Michelle.
Love rising, honey buns. This is the Sunday Show with LaTanya Michelle and
Mark White.
It's Sunday and I don't know the date.
May 5th, 2024.
May the 5th. Welcome to this edition of the Sunday Show.
KTOY Radio 104.7 produces the Sunday Show, and we bring it to you live each Sunday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Our phone lines are always open, and we welcome your questions and comments at 903-794-1047. The opinions expressed on the Sunday Show are the host only, and aren't representative of KTOY nor the Texarkana Media Center. There you go with the
there,
date.
There I go. Good thing DD ain't in here because I'd be in trouble.
Y'all, you know, I don't understand
I
that.
I work that's for myself, every... so I don't look at the date
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, but
so
you need to know even... what day it is.
I know. I'll be forgetting. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's all right. Well, I guess we're going to let it slide.
What's been up, Mark?
Well, you know, we tried to go out on Monday.
Listen.
And bowl. We had a little team.
We had a little team. We had a great team.
Yeah, we had a great
team.
We didn't do anything, but we were out there.
Let's just say we were going for the award for the worst team.
And we were nowhere near close. No, I told you the worst team had 87. That was terrible.
Yeah, we were close. We were close.
For two games.
Oh, no. Oh, we was experts compared to
that. Yeah, all right then. You know? Okay, so.
Mark, I think you got like 87 for two games.
Well, that's probably about right.
We're not going to talk about how wifey beat you. No, well, beat all of us.
It's all good.
We're not going to talk, but we're going to give her a big shout out because yeah, she made us look good.
Hey, she made us look good. listen, what can you expect? You know, when you got it going on, you just got it going on. And I knew that I was going to go out there. That was going to be pretty much for comedy relief.
It was for a charitable event.
Absolutely. And we got a chance to meet with the public, and the public got a chance to meet with us. And good feedback from everybody. So we want to let you know we certainly appreciate each and every one of you who listens to us every Sunday morning. And thank you for being the listeners and for everything that you do to give us that feedback, because we definitely want to make the show better. And so we appreciate everything that you said and you did out there. But we had a good time.
Don't get mad at me when I do this, y'all. I love all y'all churches. I love all of y'all. But we got to give a special shout out to 11th Street Church, because they bowled right next to us.
Yeah.
And they cheered us on and they gave us so much love. So we got to give them some love.
Yeah, they did. The whole 11th Street was there. We appreciate them there. They were supporting us there, even though we were looking terrible.
They still supported us. Yeah. And they looked like they knew what they was doing.
But we had a good time. They got a lot of good things there. So I want to take the opportunity to thank Alexis Lampkins for, one, coming to the show and letting us know about it, and two, you know, everything that she did and her crew there who put that on. It was a really good event. All the lanes were full. It was packed. People were having a good time, and they had a spirit award, and they had it was really great. It was worth coming down to.
I love it. I love you.
Let's see what we got. We got a lot going on. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. In the month of June, you guys better get you a seatbelt and hold on, because there is so much going on in the month of June. They're gonna have Juneteenth celebrations every weekend in the month of June. The scholars, they're going to have it going on. I'll have them in his studio here pretty soon. But the scholars got stuff going on. They got a Juneteenth gospel explosion on June the 8th. They got a June 15th parade. They got a June 22nd Keeping History Alive production. And then on June the 29th, they got the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. The scholars got a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the city for Juneteenth. So please come out and celebrate this great occasion. Celebrate it with the scholars and everyone else who's got some going on. You know, a couple weeks ago we had young Aiden in here. He's doing that parade. So we want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to really get out there and enjoy all the events that's going to be taking place here during the...
We are...
The NAACP, yeah, they got an event going on as well. So listen, it's going to be a lot to do. June is going to be packed, full of stuff. Listen, take the opportunity to get out there and enjoy some of it. These people are doing a lot of hard work so they can celebrate this this great holiday.
Well, we're going to have to talk about my events in June. How about that?
Sure.
So, finally, I am just I'm launching my Conversations and Kisses events. The first of each month, I will do an event every Saturday and Sunday. They're very intimate events. Our Saturday events will either be for couples or singles, and then our Sunday events is for women's only. I will have more information on my website that's launching tomorrow. You can check it out at latonymichelle.com, LatonyMichelle.com. And keep in mind, if you're interested, get your tickets, because my events are very limited seatings, no more than like 40 people. They're very intimate. I'm excited about all of them, and I look forward to meeting all you guys and connecting. We have to talk also about Mother's Day. Miss Vanessa, I think it's Vanessa Fields. She's known for doing the plays around here. She has a Mother's Day play next week. It's called Broken Promises. When promises are broken, God will use Mama to be a shining light. It's dedicated to Mother's Day. It's May 11th at the Bright Star Theater. They have a show at 4:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. You can purchase the tickets at Golden Lady, or get the tickets the day of the play. You can call at 940-389-5802. And guess what? There's childcare for ages 3 to 8 years old if you have tickets. Some of Texarkana's greats, LaMarcus Franklin, Rhea Allen, Vicky Parks, Vincent Wesley, Jermetris Willis, Charles Gregg, Kiana Smith, Rosalind Nash, and Brian Sanders will be in the play. Had to shout them out. Miss Vanessa couldn't make it today, so had to show them some love.
All right. So listen, there's a lot going on this month, and certainly in the month of June. Take advantage of this, all these different things that's out here. We're trying to keep you guys informed and let you know what's going on. Meanwhile, we're in the studio with our guest today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give that introduction, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle, brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas, on 104.7 KTOY.
911, call if you can. Text if you can't. 911 cannot accept pictures or videos, but make sure you let them know the emergency and your exact location. Use simple language, no abbreviations or slang. Text 911 is now available in 10 counties in the area: Lamar, Delta, Hopkins, Red River, Franklin, Titus, Morris, Bowie, Cass, and Miller counties. If you can't call 911, text 911.
This public safety announcement brought to you by the Architects Council of Governments.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. My Computer Career. Career.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fabian here with Mike Gillum and Scott Morton from Clear Sound Audio Video. So what's new at Clear Sound?
Well, Fabe, you know, I started Clear Sound with the goal of being the best source for TVs, home theater, and church sound systems. Now we've expanded into musical instruments.
That's right, Mike. Clear Sound now stocks awesome drums from Yamaha, DW, Pearl, Ludwig, as well as great pianos and keyboards from Yamaha and Rode. rolling. And of course, our newest department that I'm excited about is guitars, that features world-class Yamaha RevStars and acoustics, as well as Gretsch, Fender, Ampeg, and Line 6 amplifiers.
So, whether you need TVs, sound systems, and stage lighting, or great drums, keyboards, and guitars, your best bet is always Clear Sound Audio Video at the corner of Cowhorn Creek and Kennedy Lane.
This Mother's Day, mom's the word. Go to KTOYFM.com and tell us the one word that best describes your mom. Every day, the week of May 6th, we'll choose a winner of an El Chico gift card. And on Friday, May 10th, we'll draw for a grand prize package worth over $1,000. That includes a diamond necklace, a tanning package, massage and facial package, and gift baskets for mom. From Texarkana's R&B, 104.7 KTOY.
Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
And we are back. Listen, if you guys could only hear what goes on in the background. Listen, before we get the show started, we have to let you guys know we have two sets of tickets to give away today. We have tickets to the Broken. We have two tickets for that. And then we were supposed to give you guys away these tickets like weeks ago. We have a set of tickets, two sets of tickets for a 30-day membership to Resilient Gym for Miss Coast Cookies Gym, 30 days women, free workout, ladies only.
Yeah, that's the one that's doing the pole fitness.
Listen, wait till y'all come to my event and see what we giving away. Pole fitness couples, listen. Husbands, y'all better go buy those tickets.
All right. So give us a call at 903-794-1047. But in studio this morning, and it's certainly a pleasure as always to have them in, we have the Crosstalk panel in.
Yay!
And we have Miss Joanne Rice.
Good morning.
And then, of course, we have the living legend
himself,
Dr. James. Dr. James Morris in the studio.
See, I am not self-claimed. I have pictures to prove it.
Yeah, pictures to prove that you're a living legend.
I have a nice award
and awards and everything.
I have my mama.
Of course, your mama.
My mama.
Yeah, he sent me a picture this morning.
I just seen it. Yeah. That you are the living legend.
Yeah. The optimum word being living.
Living.
Yeah. Good morning.
We had to pick on him because he was like, some of us got awards instead of just bowling. So we going to put him on punishment.
Listen.
Where I belong.
All right. But as always, we're glad to have them in studio this morning. We're certainly glad to have them here with us. Hey, we missed you guys. We're glad that you're in this morning. And we couldn't pick a better time for you to come in. And so we're going to jump right into it. We're having a little bit of controversy here. Let me just say, Stephen Smith is always controversial, no matter what he says or what he does. Stephen A. Smith had some comments he made this week that probably didn't go over too well. We decided we're going to bring it up and have a discussion about it. And what Stephen A. Smith has said about African Americans, they can identify with the former president on Sean Hannity's show, which is Fox News. And it's a surprise that he's got a little bit of backlash from the African American community and some of the liberal members of society. Let me just jump right in here on there with Doc. What are your thoughts on that?
Let me tell you, I watched a lot of comments on that, and the reason people have jumped on it is he basically said, first of all, he shouldn't even been on Fox. That's one. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is he doesn't speak for the black community. Mm-hmm. That's two. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is when he says we can identify with the former president because of jail and crimes, That is just false.
Right.
We can't identify with him because of that.
That's
you just made a blanket statement on our people that they're going to play during the campaign over and over. That Stephen A. Smith said, we can identify because the president's being persecuted.
Right.
And black men are always persecuted, and we can identify because they go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
No. First of all, the former president is not black. Does not know the black experience, does not know black history, does not know the persecution that we face on a daily basis, does not know anything about history. And for Stephen A. Smith to make that comment, it's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
We talked on the show when Jerry Jones was there for the Little Rock Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. Smith defended him. He defended the man who runs the World Wrestling Association for hitting his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. Smith has lost perspective. He's going to get his $15 million,
of course,
but he can't be doing the talking points of MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was surprised at the backlash, but he doubled down.
Mm-hmm.
And he on his show, he said, I don't give a, you know, what people say. Mm-hmm. I don't. And when the hits just kept coming and coming and coming from the athletic community that he thrives in, and first of all, he's always cursing when he don't need to curse,
mm-hmm.
and he's been people are on him about that because kids and young people are watching
the show, mm-hmm.
and so it all came to a head, and then he actually delivered a half you know what
mm-hmm.
apology.
Mm-hmm.
So he's forgotten where he's come from. And the bottom line is rightfully so. I was glad that the athletic community, first of all, jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the civil rights community jumped on it. And then just I've seen comments from white people saying, I can't believe he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Black people do not identify with this man.
Mm-hmm.
This man, and here's a couple reasons. We couldn't go to trial and insult the judge, his family,
Mm-mm-mm.
and still be
Mm-mm.
not locked up.
That's correct.
The other thing is we couldn't commit rape and not be locked up.
That's correct.
We could not commit fraud over and over and not be locked
up. That's correct as well.
And we could not declare bankruptcy and say that's the American way and not only not get our credit rating,
mm-hmm.
but get loans.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't operate.
Right.
And so for you to say that we can identify with a person like that, Stephen A. Smith has forgotten. I don't know where he comes from. I used to read him when he wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
But Stephen A. Smith does not speak for our community, and the backlash was warranted. It reminds me when Steve Harvey came down that gold elevator
mm-hmm.
when Trump was announcing his
mm-hmm.
run, and he said he was talking to him about housing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he lived in the projects, he's a housing expert. And he was upset about the backlash that happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the black community is going to give you backlash for someone who is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who tells the women, I overturned Roe versus Wade.
Absolutely.
I put the Supreme Court in. Stephen A. Smith needs to go back to, what is it, Johnson C. Smith? And get in somebody's history class.
Yeah, I agree with that. Ms. Rice.
Well, I'm not a sports fan, but y'all gave me a few minutes to check this out. So, you know, I was thinking about the Trump sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so now I'm going to think about some other person, some other African-American who has made it so he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he can come in and he can say that other African Americans think that Trump is their guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Dr. Morris has already laid out all the stuff that we wouldn't be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I mean, all he's paying is $1,000 for each time he said something. Well, that's nothing to him, because
mm-hmm.
he going to get that from his VP. The person he's thinking about making his VP some billionaire, he's going to get that money. It's not going to come out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Donald Trump does and whatever other people say, especially Stephen Smith, where's his mama? She needs to whoop him. For even saying something. If he got a wife, she needs to say something to him.
He don't
have a wife. Oh, no wonder. Right. Oh,
he's the one that said that he would, if someone tells his business, if they're dating, he would dump them immediately.
Okay, that explains it all.
Yeah.
Not, he doesn't have a wife.
He doesn't have a wife.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
No, he might have a girlfriend, but she cannot tell the world. Oh, no.
His girlfriend?
He got a certain type of girlfriend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got the kind that Donald Trump would get.
I don't know.
He got a girlfriend with a non-NDA. NDA.
She got a serious NDA. Yes.
Wow.
She gets dumped if she mentions that they're together.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. That explains it.
Yeah. It's his personality also.
Yeah, that's his personality.
It all goes together.
It does. Yeah. Okay, so this is interesting. I know that sportscasters had NDAs.
And he's not even.
Oh, yeah, everybody had it.
No, well.
I just had to say that part.
Okay, no. He's as cute as his pocketbook.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's $15 million a year.
Yeah. Okay, then he's gorgeous.
You know he's not.
Oh, he is gorgeous.
He's got a terrible attitude.
For some people.
For
some.
For most, right.
The kind of people that's what I said. Now.
Well, you know, the thought that I have is on it. It's a twofold thing. Number one, the fact that Stephen Smith came out there and said that African American people can identify with Donald Trump because, one, he's in a court system now. Two, he's had a mugshot. And three, and, you know, with these sneakers and all this other crap that he's trying to peddle so he can pay his legal bills. I think it's an insult on the African American community, primarily because you have lowered us down to, you think that we're all criminals, and that's pretty much what he's saying.
And that including all we care
and that all sneakers. We care about is sneakers.
It's sneakers,
right? And so I, you know, what I have to say about Stephen A. Smith is, listen, I understand that he's controversial. He does that on purpose, and that's how he makes his money. I don't have no problem with that. But what I have a problem with is you don't degrade a group of people. There's 41 million African Americans in the United States, and you have degraded every single one of them by saying that we're going to identify who we know as a known criminal. Okay, we know that he's a criminal. He's been illegal, a criminal, a crook his whole life. Okay, Fred got him started, and he just continued the legacy. Okay, so. You coming on the air and because you're using your platform, okay, and he has one without any question. He used his platform to come out there and to denigrate the African American community. And then here's the thing: he didn't think that he was going to get any backlash. He actually thought that people were going to say, "Yeah, you know what, Stevie, you're right." He has lost his way, like Doc says. And perhaps he needs to go back to his beginnings and let him see what that is all about. Is it because you can't possibly that you're going to have a group of people, African-American people, who are going to sit there and tell you that I identify with somebody who, one, doesn't have a problem with sexually assaulting women. That you don't have a problem with someone who has robbed and stolen from contractors and banks and lied about what his fortune is, everything that Doc had alluded to earlier. And so how do you try to draw the African American community into that world by saying, "Yeah, we can identify that." I don't get that. I don't identify with criminal behavior. I don't, because I'm not a criminal. Okay, I don't go around. I don't defraud people. I don't steal. I know it's wrong to grab a woman without
the parts.
Right. You don't do those things, and so to sit there. And to do that, and again, I understand he's controversial, but, you know, I think he stepped way over the line on that one. You know, I don't have a problem talking about the athletes and stuff like that. That's what his job is. But when he decided he want to incorporate all 41 million African Americans in there, I got a problem with that.
Well, Mark, here's one of the points that struck me, and I watched his statement over and over, and then I watched the other athletes who jumped hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I was glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
one of his points was that we can identify also with Donald Trump because the Democrats have trumped up charges to try to keep him out of the White House, mm-hmm. and that Donald Trump is leading in 5 or 6 polls that he saw. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what polls he was looking at, mm-hmm. but yeah, he was leading in a bunch of polls in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then there were polls in 2022 that said the House was going to be taken over. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter about the polls, but when you say that he's being persecuted by liberals and Democrats to keep him from being in office, mm-hmm. you really don't know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Because he's not being persecuted by liberals and Democrats. He is being charged with crimes.
That's correct.
And that is what Stephen A. Smith missed. He's being charged with crimes.
Yes.
He's being charged with contempt of court.
Yes.
He's being charged with threatening people.
Yes.
He's being charged with insulting people who have nothing to do with the case and calling them out, and people are going to their houses and threatening. So he doesn't even know what he's talking about, because the man is being, you don't charge people in New York and anywhere else unless there's a grand jury who said there is enough evidence for this man to go to trial.
That's correct.
And here he is defending him again. Defending him,
right?
So it, like I said, it reminds me of him with Jerry Jones. Reminds me of him with the man over wrestling for slapping his wife.
It's
a pattern with him on who to defend, mm-hmm. and I have a problem with that because he jumped all over Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but he's defending someone who's done
absolutely
crimes, and Colin only did what. Stand up for his with his First Amendment rights.
Right, and listen again. I'm a proponent of First Amendment rights, even though I may not agree with some of the things that are being said by some of the individuals. But in this particular case, Stephen Smith is way out of left field on this one, because I personally, and I know that you guys in the studio here don't agree. You can't say that you agree with what he's saying about the African American community and Donald Trump. Listen, I lived in New York for 18 years.
We do agree with you, Mark.
Well, I'm talking about with him. That's what I'm talking. I know you agree with me.
You said it didn't agree with you.
I apologize. I'm talking about with him.
No, okay.
with Stephen Smith.
Okay,
not me. But you know, I lived in New York, and I was there when Donald Trump insulted the Central Park Five.
And wanted them executed.
It took out a full page ad.
Yes.
In the New York Times.
We all saw it.
And come to find out, those gentlemen did not do that. Mm-hmm. And so, and of course, he didn't go back and print, reprint to apologize for that, of course. So, you know, again.
Well, Mark, on that point, mm-hmm. he didn't. Where was Stephen A. Smith when Donald Trump accused President Obama of being a non-U.S.
Right.
citizen?
Nowhere. You couldn't find him.
Okay.
Right.
And when he accused him of being a Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't find him.
You couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can find him defending Donald Trump. John Trump.
Because Donald Trump has a mugshot, and he has some $300 gold tennis shoes.
Oh, and a Bible.
And a Bible. Oh, yeah.
With the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything in there that he has, what? What has he done?
Nothing.
The Bill of Rights. What has he done?
Nothing.
Tore it up.
Yep. He did it every one. I think number three.
Trump has a Bible?
Yeah, you didn't realize that? Selling Bibles. Make America Great Again Bibles. Oh, yeah, for $60, $59.99.
And they come with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in there, which is no separation of church and state.
That's correct.
Because the founders.
That's what they wanted. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just. Again, Stephen Smith, I'll say it again. I know he's controversial, but he's way out left field on this one. And he deserves every bit of the backlash that he's getting.
Does.
I'm not sympathetic to how people are tearing into him, how the athletic societies and associations are tearing into him. I'm that upset about how people who are much more open-minded are tearing into him, because if you haven't realized, the man is just criminal, okay? He's just criminal. He's been criminal his whole life.
He has a criminal enterprise.
He has a criminal enterprise. And so, listen, if you've gotten to the point where you think that that's okay, if that is the case, now I know I'm going to say something controversial here. If that's the case, then I think that all the criminals should be let free. Okay, don't have nobody locked up, because if you're going to allow criminal activity to go on like this right here, a violation of national security, a violation of women, a violation of insurance fraud. If you're going to have all that
stuff going on, don't forget. Get the veterans now.
Oh yeah, don't forget the veterans. Oh yeah, the degrading of veterans. Yep, yeah. The degrading of veterans. You know, if that's going to be the norm, then there shouldn't be anybody in jails now. Because why do you have this kind of behavior that's going on, and people think that that's okay? It's not.
No, Mark. If this is the kind of guy that you think is being persecuted, then something is wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Because this is the guy who released, I call them stormtroopers, during Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Because when did an American president in the history of this country ever tear gas and rubber bullet peaceful protesters?
Right. And you're also talking about when they were at Washington, D.C., he went to the church. That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, where were you on that? Did you see the people out there? They were the Rainbow Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just black. Where were you?
Yeah. And they were peacefully protesting. And what he did is order, and even General Milley, after the fact, said, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, he said, I didn't even know where we were going.
Right.
Weren't my people.
Right. And so, snatch people off the streets. So you could clear the way so he could go stand in front of a church where he'd probably never been and hold a Bible that was upside down because he didn't know how to hold it. So he can make a prop to try to make people look like he's somebody important. I just tell you.
He had been there. He came to George W. Bush's funeral. He just didn't know Amazing Grace.
George H.W.
H.W.
Yeah.
And he just didn't know Amazing Grace and none of the other stuff that go on in church.
Listen, he don't know any. He don't know the books of the Bible. He don't know nothing.
Well, he got his own.
They were reading 2 Corinthians.
Well, yeah, 2 Corinthians, yeah. 2 Corinthians, yeah.
I got a question for y'all.
Sure.
Because y'all are obviously serious Trump dislikers. Do y'all really think he's going to do time?
You know what? I want to answer that question, but let's take a quick break,
we'll
come right back to that.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
Hey y'all, by always looking local first, we're making sure our babies have a bright future. Local businesses depend on our support. They're usually first in line to support our local organizations. Let's do our part to always look local first.
Don't throw your damaged cell phone away. It's repairable. Whether it's a screen replacement or micro soldering, MTech Electronics can repair it. And at the best price in town. Call them today for your smartphone, computer, and game console repairs. 4012 Summerhill Square, Texarkana.
When you're craving a real, honest-to-goodness, old-fashioned hamburger with the freshest ingredients and french fries that make a jackrabbit slap a hound dog, head over to 201 East Broad, TLC Burgers and Fries. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Open till 7 Friday and Saturday.
Legacy Cleaners, formerly Holiday Cleaners, has 35 years experience and 4 locations in Texarkana and surrounding areas, including their newest location at 210 West 7th Street. For the best starch jeans in town, it's Legacy Cleaners. They can handle your finest threads.
Look local first, and everybody benefits. From the store owners to people like you and me supporting them. Look local first.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals, your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he guides you through God's Word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.